Chapter 14.
Brenoir, what happened?
Nat said. The town didn't have a jail or a dungeon, but a barn had been set up, with stockades and chains that dangled from pegs mounted into the posts and rafters. One of the stockades was open. Brenoir had a deep crease between his eyes, and his bearded face frowned. Two dwarfen warriors lay on the floor. There was blood in the hay, and they weren't moving. Several dwarfs were gathered around. Some of the townsfolk were inside as well. Brenoir didn't reply. Gorli and Bazog had sad looks in their eyes.
Were they sleeping?
Bazog said.
No dwarf ever sleeps on his post,
Brenoir growled.
Something tricked them.
Magic.
He kneeled down beside them. His thick shoulders sagged, and he closed his eyes.
I'll avenge this. We'll catch that overseer and kill him.
An orc prisoner snickered, one of the commanders. He was one of the few soldiers of Barnabas that still lived. His hands were bound behind a post. The others rattled their chains, laughing from the floor. Nath made his way over to him. His blood was boiling.
Who did this?
The orc licked his lips and looked up at him through a busted eye.
Someone that did what should have been done.
Killed the little bearded halflings like sleeping children.
The orc smiled.
I thanked them, I did.
Nath drew back his fist. Gorli caught his arm. The changeling was strong as a dwarf, even in his ancient form.
We'll find them,
Gorli said.
We don't need his help, and they haven't been so long gone anyway. Ease yourself, Nath.
Nath pulled his arm away. He got on the orc's face, eye to eye.
Who did this? The overseer or someone else?
Ah!
The orc spat on the ground.
Even if I saw everything, I wouldn't tell you.
The orc stretched his muscles against the bonds that had him chained to the post. His hairy chest swelled. He sneered with his chin jutted.
And you couldn't make me, demon.
Nath had heard that word before, but it had been a long time. Sometimes he forgot he'd been asleep for 25 years. They had called him a demon in Quinley and Quintuclan. He hadn't liked it then either. He grabbed the orc by the metal collar on its neck and lifted it to its toes.
Are you sure you don't want to tell me anything?
The orc chuckled, snorted, and spat at him. Nath shifted his head aside, avoiding it. He hated orcs, and it wasn't the first or last time they'd tried to spit on him.
Let me take him,
Pilpin said.
I'll beat the answers from him. Beat him like a castle rug, I will.
The dwarfs stirred. Their faces were angry. Any time a dwarf died, they took it personally. It was even worse when the crime was in cold blood. This wasn't a battle. It was murder. It was a wonder the imprisoned soldiers weren't already in pieces. The orc said.
Go ahead. Turn the little one loose on me. I'll squash his fussy head.
Nath stepped in the way, and the dwarfs held Pilpin back.
Unbind him,
Nath said. The orc's eyes got wide.
What is this?
A game.
What sort of game?
The orc said with his throaty voice.
Let's call it a game of strikes.
The orc cocked his head. A dwarf grumbled and unbound the orc's hands. It rubbed its wrists and spat again, yellow eyes wary.
Yeah, keep talking, demon.
Demon? No. Nath still didn't like that word. The fact that the orc said it was worse. It was something the soldiers of Barnabas had been told to use against him, he assumed. Paint a picture of the hero as a demon. Put doubts in the minds of women, children, and men.
I'll give you first strike.
Nath stuck out his chin and tapped it with his finger.
If you knock me out, you win. You and your men can have your freedom. If you don't knock me out, I get to hit you back.
He stepped over to the post the Ark had been tethered to a moment earlier and took aim with his fist. The orc grunted.
Yeah.
Nath balled his fist, cocked his arm back, and punched the heavy post. The post broke and doubled over. The roof sagged. The entire barn shook. Hay fell from the rafters. The orc's eyes were as wide as ever. He cringed a little.
Now remember, orc,
Nath said, dusting his hands.
You get the first shot. Make it a good one. If it doesn't work, then it's my turn. Just hope my strike won't kill you.
The orc took a giant swallow, balled up his fists, and raised them up. Sweat dripped from his heavy brows. His eyes drifted over to his wide-eyed men.
You aren't scared to hit me, are you?
The orc lowered his shoulder and shifted his feet. His eyes were hard and ready. His fists looked like they could hammer nails, with calluses and scars all over them. He'd probably cracked a few skulls with them. He cocked back his elbow and started to swing. Nath grinned. The orc dropped his fist and blurted out,
It was the setters! It was the setters!
He fell to his knees.
Please don't hit me in the face, please!